Now listen, oh, while I here do relate the many strange turnings in matters of state, since bloody Queen Mary and Bonner did reign, of whom the whole kingdom had cause to complain. Those that would not turn were adjudged to burn, at which our blessed Sion in ashes did mourn. Yet her noble martyrs, religious and loyal, through faith they did stand the sharp fiery trial. Soon after these flames had proved Protestants' doom, a heart-burning fever did Mary consume. Then Lady Elizabeth, she was made queen, whose piety soon changed the sharp bloody scene. In spite of the Jesuits' envy and malice, she was conveyed from a prison to a palace, from a veil of tears to a scepter and crown, and quickly she tumbled Rome's wooden gods down. A lasting foundation she likewise did make for law and religion, which Rome cannot shake. She had been preserved by a powerful hand for to be a public good to this land. In her blessed reign she did baffle proud Spain, and studied the Protestant rights to maintain. And after she had reigned for 44 years, her death did occasion whole showers of tears. Then peaceable James came next to the throne, whose learning and wisdom all persons must own. Though peace and religion was all his desire, Rome's faction against his sweet life did conspire. The Jesuits taught, may they ne'er be forgot, in that they contrived a damn gunpowder plot to blow up the king and his great parliament. But heaven in mercy their plot did prevent. Then after him reigned Charles, his royal son, who through a whole ocean of sorrows did run. And then at the last, by a most unhappy fate, was murdered and martyred at his palace gate. There like a meek lamb he did patiently die, whose innocent blood did for just vengeance cry. His foes that were formerly used to frown, in private their tears then ran trickling down. Then Oliver came with his fiery nose, the common prayer service he soon did oppose, and bishops turned out with great persons of state. They were like old almanacs, quite out of date. Then tinkers and tailors did sit at the helm, and colonels with cobblers did govern the realm. Thus having quite turned out the bishop and peers, then canters and ranters were hauled in by the ear. Then Cromwell went hence in a horrid whirlwind, and left all his cobblers and tinkers behind. Then King Charles, who long had been kept from his own, with peace, joy, and triumph returned to his throne, where many long years he did flourish and reign, and we had no cause in the least to complain. 280 and 40 and died with full age, or else some other way. Then the next was a papist that came to the crown, whose Jesuit strove to run Protestants down. Great Monmouth, in hearing what they did contrive, unto this great kingdom he soon did arrive, resolving to stand for the Protestants' good, and sealed the same with the price of his blood. For malice and envy was frequently rife. Alas, he was merely betrayed of his life. The Protestant laws must be next overthrown, to make some 10,000 times worse of their own. And then was provided with great cost and care a project to bring forth a Catholic heir. But oh, how the friars did fret, swear, and damn, 'cause Protestants would not believe the queer sham. Great William at length with an army came here, and sent them away with a flea in their ear. Now gracious King William is placed on the throne, his power let every Protestant own, and pray that the heavens will always afford a blessing along with his conquering sword. Our laws to restore down with Babylon's whore, that she may ne'er trouble this kingdom no more. Then blessings from heaven will fall like a dew upon our great king and his parliament too.